This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a 5-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Russia welcomes the proposal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Has responded positively to President Joe Biden's plan to extend the last remaining nuclear arms control treaties between the two countries, which is set to expire in less than 2 weeks. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says Russia stands for extending the pact and is waiting to see the details of the US proposal. The White House said Thursday that Biden has proposed to Russia a 5-year extension of the New START treaty. The treaty, signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads. It expires on February 5. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Public health experts are blaming a vaccine pushed by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic Thursday, his first full day in office, with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, President Biden said the rollout of the vaccine has been, quote, a dismal failure so far. Executive orders signed by Mr. Biden Thursday will establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen now says hotspots of COVID-19 infections in the European Union will be labeled dark red zones, and travelers from those areas will be required to take a test before departure and undergo quarantine. Von der Leyen said that with infections rising and contagious variants of the virus spreading fast, non-essential travel should be, quote, strongly discouraged, end quote, within the EU, but essential workers and goods must be able to cross borders smoothly. The 10 known survivors trapped inside a deadly gold mine explosion in northern China have been using laser pointers and loudspeakers to try to find their missing colleagues, state media reported Friday. The rescue operation has been able to get food and medicines to the miners and is expected to take at least another 2 weeks, authorities have said. A total of 22 workers were trapped in the mine by the January 10th blast in a major gold-producing region. One has died and 11 were not in contact with the rescue teams, according to a Chinese radio report Thursday. A powerful storm approaching Mozambique is expected to intensify into a tropical cyclone Friday, the United Nations humanitarian agency OCHA said, bringing heavy winds and rains to a region devastated by another cyclone nearly 2 years ago. Tropical storm Eloise is currently over the Mozambique Channel and is expected to slam into the country's central region Saturday, hitting the area that bore the brunt of Cyclone Idaia in March 2019. Mozambique's National Meteorological Institute said the storm had the potential to develop into a Category 3 cyclone. At least 15 people were killed and 11 injured in a fire in a nursing home in the eastern Ukrainian town of Kharkiv on Thursday. The fire broke out in the afternoon on the second floor of a two-story building. There were 33 people inside, the service said. The service published a photo of the building with bars on the windows of the first floor. Smoke could be seen billowing out of the broken windows. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.